Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. This is Leaf and AJ, Cocktails and Cribbage.
Hello!
Hello. This show is brought to you by nobody, on account that we don't have any sponsors.
This is the pilot.
The pilot, so we haven't talked to anybody.
But we will.
We will. We're going to talk to them. Particularly Hop Wong Restaurant.
If you want delivery, get Hop Wong. Because they'll say it'll be there in 45 minutes. And it'll get there in 20.
It'll get there in 20. And you'll be like, holy shit, they're here. And all of a sudden,
yeah.
You're eating Chinese. So Hop Wong, if you're listening, which I'm sure you'll listen.
Why wouldn't you be?
Why wouldn't you be listening to this? We're gonna open up these
fortune
cookies, and please, if you would, please give us money for operating costs. That'd be just fine. Leaf looks like he's
I'm way ahead of you.
On his way. All right. We've opened the cookies.
Okay. This is weird. Your luck has been completely changed today.
Your luck has been completely changed today.
Now, is it good?
Did you start out good?
If I was having a lucky day, this is a shitty fortune.
Yeah, like if you found a four-leaf clover and a rabbit died in front of you and you cut off its foot and put it on a keychain.
My luck has completely changed today.
Completely. Not even just a little. Like, completely.
I hope this is good.
How do you feel? This is Leif Jurgensen, everybody.
Like I've been pretty lucky.
Today so far?
Lucky? Well, no, it does not just today. It just says your luck has been completely changed today.
Today.
It's currently. The turning point.
So right now it's just going to go shithole downhill.
Shithole. I better not. I'm fucking, I don't want Hop Wong.
How's that cookie? How's that cookie? Okay, here's mine. Beauty is its various forms. Straight up, there's a typo on this. Beauty is its various forms appeals to you. I believe it's supposed to be beauty in its various forms appeals to you. But we're going to read it as is. Beauty is its various forms. Now, that's kind of a deep statement.
Yeah.
Beauty is its various forms. It sounds like
it's what to you?
Well, beauty is truth, and truth is beauty.
Right, but what does your fortune say?
Beauty is its various forms appeals to you.
Appeals to you.
Appeals.
So it's like beauty is fleeing or appealing to you?
Well, it takes various forms, clearly.
Beauty does.
Beauty is various forms. It's various. So beauty is its own various form. Beauty can come in the guise of a small tin thing or a tasty drink. By the way, the drinks we're drinking tonight, we're doing Manhattans.
Made with a bullet rye.
Bullet rye.
We're going to try to get a sponsor somehow.
We're going to get a sponsor. Delicious bullet rye. It's tasty and it gets me drunk.
And it's the only rye I buy.
It's the only
rye I buy.
Is that their slogan?
No. Why? Rye?
Why? Rye.
I buy the rye. Why do I buy the rye?
I take the risk and buy whiskey rye. Guy. Done. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to the pilot fucking episode. You're joining us midway through the game because we figured it'd be just too fucking long to have a whole game of cribbage.
I'm winning.
And he's winning. He keeps getting eights.
Eights. Every hand. For one was an eight.
You got a 14.
Right.
But you got an 8 on the tail of it, so you started with a 6, and then you got an 8. And the current score is, 64, Leaf, who is blue, to 53. 64-53, Leaf is in charge, and this is the first.
Yeah, are you going to eat your cookie?
Oh, geez, I should eat the cookie.
I heard you're supposed to eat, I don't know, tell me if I'm wrong. I don't know if this is the truth, but I heard that you're supposed to eat half the cookie before you read your fortune. And then your fortune will come true. I shouldn't have eaten half my cookie.
I don't... I've never heard that.
You've never heard
I've
that?
I've never heard that before.
No, you're not supposed to, like, chow down the whole fucking cookie and then read your fortune. You're not supposed to just read your fortune and throw out your cookie.
Well, I'm not throwing it out. I'm eating it.
Right.
So, like, is it going to come
already...
Well, how can mine possibly come true? Because it's just a statement.
It is a statement. That wasn't a fortune.
It's not a fortune.
Yeah.
It's not like you will find true love today.
Yeah. Or your luck will completely change.
Your luck will complete 100% change to a point where you don't even can't even comprehend it.
Right, because it's not completely changed.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Okay.
So Leaf Jalen, we're gonna talk a little bit first. I wanna ask you Leaf first.
Oh no, a question.
I'm gonna ask you a question.
Shit, this is hard.
I already dropped the cards. We're half cocktail deep or so. I guess I'm a third.
Yeah.
I could drink more.
Oh.
So we're just gonna talk. I'm gonna ask you a question. We're gonna go kind of in that direction.
Okay. Do I get to ask
you? You're doing a show coming up, Walking Shadow.
Yes, I am.
Company,
yeah.
Called
Mary Stewart.
Mary Stewart.
Yeah.
S-C-H-T-U-E-R-T, Stewart.
Yeah, it's going to be at the Red Eye.
The Red Eye Theater, which is located in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, that's where we're from. Because we have all these international listeners.
We have a lot of people in Kuala Lumpur who have vested interest in this fucking
thing. Wow, that's cool.
I know, that was quick. They don't even know about it. They don't even have podcasts over there, but they're on top
of it. Really.
Yeah. I sent him a message in a bottle.
Oh,
because isn't it an island off of Indonesia?
Sure.
I'm not gonna verify that fact. I'm just gonna take Kuala Lumpur for the entirety of this show and its run is an island off of Indonesia.
And maybe they'll sponsor us.
And maybe the entire like part of their tax dollars will go to it. So you're in rehearsals for this show?
Yeah, and we're heading into tech tomorrow.
Tech. No kidding.
And it opens on Friday and runs through March 1st.
Friday, what's the date on Friday?
7th.
Because it doesn't
matter. Oh, right.
They don't know.
Right. Well, no one knows. February 7th, 2014.
That's this year.
Yep.
The one that's... So it's going during the Olympics. Your competition is the Olympics, the worldwide event. An event, I'm sorry, I'm calling it, is likely to... really experienced some tragedy this year based on what's happening in Russia.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I just don't see the Olympics going 100% okay.
No.
I don't want to say that something horrible is going to happen. I don't want to say that, and I don't believe that it will, but can it? In this Russia? Yeah. I think.
Yeah. I mean, the messed up thing is that when they assign the city to the Olympics, like...
It's 8 years previous.
Right, yeah.
Like, it's a cribbage move by Leaf.
Right. This podcast is...
8 days after we recorded it, you're listening to it.
What did they say on Sesame Street?
Eight things not like the other.
No, didn't they say, like... Today's letter is the letter A, or today's number is...
Today's letter is the letter 8.
8, no, number.
7, 8, 9.
Yeah. Oh, I have an 8 joke, too.
Oh, do you? Let's hear it.
I skipped ahead
to the punchline.
You did. What was the beginning of it?
7, 8, 9.
Why
is 6 afraid of 7?
Why?
Because 7, 8, 9.
Oh.
Ate him.
I get it.
Ate him.
You know, okay, what did the 0 say to the number 8? I was almost going to say letter 8. The number 8.
I don't know. What did the 0 say to the number 8?
Nice belt. Do you get it?
Yeah, I totally get it. That's pretty good. So what's the show about? What role are you playing?
I play 2 roles.
Okay.
They're fairly small. I play a French delegate called Belivre.
It's my crib, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
A Belivre. And so, from France.
So you're from France. So you're doing a French...
Part. Yeah, a little French...
You're doing a little French dialect. That's fun.
And then I'm playing Melville. And he comes in at the end of the play, and I don't want to give it away.
Well, don't give it away.
But he's Scottish.
So you're playing a Frenchman and a Scottish.
Yeah.
And a Scottish man.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Isn't that just called a Scots? You're a Scots?
Scott?
Maybe it's a Scott, he's Scots.
No, I don't think there's an S in it. I think it's just Scott.
He's Scotch.
Tape.
No, the liquor.
Why is it called Scotch tape?
Because it's cocktail hour. Motherfucker. Let's do some count. Let's get through this. Here we go. We got the two in the crib, and here we go.
Cutting.
I got to cut the card. Cutting the cards right now. Yeah, we got the community cards of 7, ladies and gentlemen. 7, 8, 9. Maybe that's a preface of things to come.
Okay, it doesn't help me. Go.
Go.
Okay. No, it's me.
No, it's you. You go first. All right.
10.
19.
19 again. 29.
29, 30?
No.
That's a go. All right. AJ just gained 1 point.
9.
9. 16.
21.
21. Last card. Nothing there. Nothing doing. That doesn't count.
No.
No. It doesn't?
No, 6.
There's a 7, 8, 9 in there.
But I have a 5 in there.
Yeah, whatever. I'm just taking 1 fucking point. I don't care. Okay, there's let's count five. The hands.
Okay. I have 15-2, 15-4. Poop.
4 points. All right. Check it out. I got a 7, 8, 9. With the cut card of 7. Here we go. 15-2, 15-4. Double run of 3. That's 8. So I got a dozen points, man.
Nice.
Oh, no. 15-6, 7-7, plus 1. So I got 14 points.
Oh yeah.
Yep. 14 points, and now here's the crib.
Ten. It seems like the
AJ just took the lead by 1. 14 points. Here we go. What I got in the crib, 2 kings, an 8 and a 3. So I got 15-2 with the 8 and 7. And,
wait, it was my crib. Oh,
no,
who cares?
No, I dealt the hand.
No, I did.
I dealt the hand.
Did I drop them?
You dealt the hand. That's your crib.
No. We play. We're playing though.
But you dealt the hand, and it's your crib. That's your crib.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, you did it.
See, it's already contentious.
Yeah, we're doing. Yeah, we're really getting into it here. Really getting into it.
15-2 and a pair is 4.
Isn't it fun listening to cribbage on the radio or whatever the fuck you're listening to?
So AJ, maybe we should say what we're thinking.
Okay.
So we're thinking that this is going to be, I don't know, maybe a weekly thing?
As much as we can. I'd like to make it a weekly thing.
At least a weekly thing.
I'd really like to.
And we're going to invite people from the theater community.
We probably should have opened with this.
Yeah, probably. Designers, directors, actors.
Maybe musicians. Yeah. Maybe, you know, like, who knows? And I would like to have some normal guests and get in some really good some good conversations about the state of the arts and the art of the state of Minnesota.
But so we are going to have guests on. But since this is our pilot, we're just trying to figure it out. And hopefully we can figure if this cribbage thing is going to work. But we're definitely, an element will always be cocktails.
We're always going to be drinking.
cocktails. So... maybe not just always whiskey cocktails. We might change it up.
I suggested straight grain alcohol.
No. Yes.
I suggested
you did. You did. I did suggest it.
I didn't say we're going to do it. I said I suggested it.
But in honor of Boardwalk Empire.
Yep.
That's not true. I am watching it, though, and I really like it.
Well, good. Yeah, I never seen it.
You didn't?
No, not
yet. Oh, you do Mad Men.
Well, not, I mean,
is it Mad Men?
Mad Men.
Men?
Mad Men. It's more than one of them. Yeah, there's more than one of them.
Not Mad Man.
Yes, not just one guy. It's not just one guy going, I'm so mad.
Mad Men.
It's not.
You dealt this.
I dealt this.
So we have.
So that's the idea. Hopefully we get some good conversations, and we very well may have some serious conversations. We very well may have some wacky people coming around.
What? I didn't hear what.
Like
this is new to me. No, it's not.
Excuse me while I leave the room real quick.
Well.
But you might have someone like me come on, who runs a restaurant called Trace, where we serve you the finest food, and then we dump it on the fucking floor because you're a fucking dog. Eat it, Trace. Fuck you. Goodbye. And I'm back. What did I miss? Did I miss anything?
Well, this British guy came.
Oh, out. Yeah. He runs a restaurant. I met him on the way back from the other room. What a weird guy he was.
He was a weird
guy. But he might show up every now and then. You know, he just.
So you never know.
You never know. So we're going to move on. I'm going to ask you more about Mary Stuart. What's the play about? For a lay person.
It's a historical drama.
Historical drama that is
about the beheading of Mary Stuart, who was a Catholic.
Sweet Jesus. Well, I think you just gave away the end.
I think people know that, though.
I had no idea. Thanks a lot.
Oh, I'm sorry. Delete. But it's about the Queen Elizabeth, the Virgin Queen.
The Virgin Queen.
And Mary Stuart. And she, and it's kind of, so, you know, she imprisons Mary Stuart, who supposedly has conspired with some people to have Elizabeth executed, so.
Oh, no.
Or not executed, assassinated.
Assassinated.
Right.
Okay.
And so then.
Well, executed is a. You can.
Right.
But clandestinely.
Right.
That's what an assassination is an execution, but you don't know who did it.
Right.
And it wasn't scheduled, except for that person who carried out the.
And there's no judge or jury or.
Sure.
So it's an interesting play. I think it'll be really good.
And it's playing. Where is it playing at?
It's at the Red Eye.
The Red Eye, that's right.
Just a little south of downtown.
That's in
a four.
It's on 14th or something?
Let's see. I happen to have. Yes, you are right. 14th.
Holy shit, that was a stab in the dark.
It's
no kidding.
15 West 14th Street.
15 West 14th Street. That's off of Nicollet a little bit, and it's kind of in that area. If you see a lot of. Basically, if you've never been there before, if you see a lot of military surplus stores in the area, you're in the right place.
That's always going out of business.
That's always. Oh, they.
It's been going out of business for the last 20 years.
They need to move some fucking items. Straight up. Anyway.
I guess it doesn't say about.
And who directed it? It's by Walking Shadow Theater Company.
John.
Friends of ours, John Heimbuch and Amy Rumini are co-artistic directors. Also, David Pisa is a co-artistic director. And they put on wonderful shows. I've been in a Walking Shadow show before and had nothing but a great time.
Oh, that's right. You were
at Reasons to be Pretty back in 2011.
And that was at the lab?
It was at the Guthrie Lab upstairs in the Dowling Studio. And that was a lot of fun and worked with some great people. And they only work with...
Great people.
It's true. To some extent, but every show I've seen of them, it's the best of the best in town who are there because of their talent as opposed to, politics.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because they'll cast BFA people, and then they'll cast someone like me who's been just kind of working his way up and doing the thing in the independent theater scene.
Right.
They'll hire equity people. They'll hire non-equity people.
Right.
They go across the gamut just to find the best talent they can possibly have.
Yeah.
So it's a great show to see, and I'm personally very excited to see it. I've seen you in shows before, and it's been great. So let's count and
get
some. Here we go. We're starting with eight. I dealt, so Leaf put down first. So 15. I got two points right there. I know, it's so frustrating.
25.
We're at the pegging portion of the game. Those of you who don't know it, it's where you peg. Peg 25. Hardcore. 25.
30. Go.
I get a go. There we go. We're tied up once again, ladies and germs.
Five.
14.
19.
Last card. I don't even know. I don't even add on the last card anymore.
You don't have to.
Unless it goes into a run or a 31.
Perfect. It's past 10. 20.
Past tense. It's past tense.
15-2, 15-4, and a pair is 6.
All right. I got 15. I got no 15s. Do I have a 15? It sure doesn't look like it. I think I just got 2 points here. Huh. 2 fucking points. You that's know, about it.
My luck has completely changed.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Oh, look who almost got the flush in the crib.
Oh!
Not quite. Cut card didn't cut it, as it were. 15-2. That's about it. 2 points. Well, very good. I'm
sorry
very,
hand for everyone.
I'm very excited that you're in this show with Walking Shed.
Yeah, I've never worked with them before, and it's
oh, no kidding.
Great, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, this is my debut.
Say that in your French. Yeah.
You have to come see it.
Oh, can you give us a taste of French? Give us a taste of French. Read, say some French. Talk some stuff in French.
Paris.
Keep going.
I'm not a monkey.
Give us a little French. Come on, give us a little dialect. Show how good you are.
Oh.
And a little background on me and Leaf. Me and Leaf met over the summer of 2013.
Did we ever?
2013, yeah, we sure did. We were up at Bemidji doing a show, Paul Bunyan Playhouse, with artistic director Zach Curtis, who we hope to have in the show at some point.
Yeah.
Zach, if you're listening to this, expect a call or a Facebook message from me on this matter. But we went up, met up there, lived in the dorms for a couple weeks, did a show called Dancing at Lunasa, and we pretty quickly became very fast friends, but more to say, drinking buddies. We
yeah.
were drinking very heavily. Here's a funny yeah. story about drinking heavily.
Oh, and, no. And, do I want to?
No, it's a funny. It's
oh,
not.
The, oh, not the. No. We're not going to go.
No, we're not going to do that.
Wait, but we didn't drink. We only drank.
You do have Mendocino cherries here, you motherfucker. Oh. I'm looking right at them.
Oh, I do. I forgot I did.
Well, this one's. I got to finish this before I go into it. Anyway.
Sorry.
No, I'm not going to tell that story.
Okay.
I'm not.
We didn't drink in the dorms?
No.
Or
certainly
on campus?
Not. Nope. No, that's not allowed. So
not allowed.
We didn't do it. We didn't do it. But there was a. What? There was a little tap house. It was called the Keg and Cork.
Keg and Cork.
Keg and Cork.
Keg and Cork. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yep. Yeah, he knows what story I'm going to tell. So we roll there after every goddamn show. And luckily for us, starting at 9 every single night until, what, 11?
45, 40.
39.
Oh, yeah, it was something weird. Yeah, 30.
9 until 11:39. Yeah. It was... You call it.
And it was like $2? Or how much was it?
Was it $2, you call it?
Yeah, it was...
I think it was stupid.
Yeah, I think it was $2.
$2, you call it. Yeah. It had to be.
Yeah, I'm sure. Almost
I'm positive. Almost positive. God, I can't believe I don't remember. Well, actually, part of me can.
Yeah.
After this story unfolds. So we're up there, we're having a good time, and we go to the Keg and Cork every night, and because it's on account of it being $2 you call it, we each would double fizz Jameson on the rocks every single night. So $4 got you two healthy
pours.
I mean, to the top of a fucking big lowball glass.
Yeah.
So basically a shitty highball glass full of you know. And we're just drinking and drinking and drinking and just getting pounded every night and coming back and staying very quiet in the living residence and going to sleep and just doing a bit of light reading and then going to bed. But while we were at the bar, we were tearing it up. And one day, it was the second week into the run, with maybe 3 shows left.
Yeah.
We roll in there and we say, they know us by now, so yeah. They say, you know what we want. And they look straight in the eye and say, We can't do that with Jameson anymore. Because we had drank
so much.
So much Jameson.
We would probably go through a bottle a night.
Oh,
at
easy.
Least.
Easy. It was quite a bit of drinking in a merry atmosphere. Right. It was very fun.
And then so we said, okay.
How about Maker's Mark? And they're like, oh, okay.
And then we drank, and they only had one bottle of Maker's Mark, so we drank that all night.
They didn't really catch on to the fact that we just really like drinking whiskey. They just
and good whiskey.
Good whiskey, exactly. I think towards the
for
end.
For $2.
Jesus Christ. So that's where we met, and for better or worse. And we've remained in contact since then. And
it was a good show too. I mean, it was a great show. Crazy, crazy schedule. Mm-hmm. I mean, to you go up there, and granted, it's the only thing you have to do when you're there.
Yep.
But what was it? Not even 9 days. Like 9 days.
9 days to rehearse and put up a show that's clocked in over 2 hours.
Yeah.
So a big show with dialect. So yeah. Everybody's learning Irish, and I'm the odd man out learning fucking Welsh. Welsh.
Yeah, you got.
Well, I don't get to key in. Well, I didn't get to key in with everybody else.
Right.
You know. So it was difficult, but it was fun all the same.
Yeah.
And we had a really great time. It was a beautiful show. We met some really great people up there that I hope every single one of them do come on this show.
Yeah.
And that's where we met. That's a little bit of background towards us. And then a couple weeks ago, we said, well, you know, playing a little cribbage and you have a good rapport. Well, what the
and
hell?
And we like that? Fucking whiskey.
Why? And we like whiskey and we play cribbage. We like whiskey. We have a good rapport. Why not record this whole fucking thing
and get some sponsors? Maybe Paul Bunyan Playhouse.
Maybe Paul Bunyan Playhouse. Maybe Grand Wine and Spirits.
Oh, yeah.
Wine and Cheese up on Grand and Lindale. Well, what a great liquor store.
Right. Maybe if we knew the name.
Oh, Grand. It's a grand old place is what I was saying. What a
but
grand.
But what was that? What was the? Oh, Toasty Beavers? Toasting.
Toasty Beavers. That Toasty was up Beavers. In. That was up in. That was a rough place. I never went there.
I didn't. No. But there was a bar called Toasty Beavers.
In Bemidji.
In Bemidji, because Bemidji State is the Beavers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bemidji.
And Bemidji's beautiful. The lake is beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It's a wonderful place, and the people love their theater up there. They really did.
Yeah.
They came out, and Dancing at Lunasa, if you don't know the show, it can be a challenging show to appeal to a lot of people if it's not done properly.
Right. And also I think you know, it's a pretty well-known title, but not.
Yeah. No one knows what actually happens right. In the play. They're like, oh, there must be dancing in it. And granted,
there's a little bit
of dancing in it, you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what the fuck is Lunasa?
Is that a place? Is that a village in goddamn fucking Newfoundland, Canada or something?
It's beautiful.
Anyway, let's...
It's beautiful.
I say one more round, one more hand of cribbage, and then we'll take a pause for our sponsors. Freshen our beverages, and we'll come back to it.
Okay,
here we go. You dealt, so I start. 10.
10.
Cut card is a 9, ladies and germs.
15 for 2.
15 for 2. I got a 5 for 20. Shit. That's 20 points. That's 2 points for me on the board.
20.
20. We're at 20.
10. 30.
30. It's the second time you did that tonight. 30.
Is that a go?
Yeah, that's a go. 10.
20. For 2.
30. That's a go.
Oh, and then I have last card.
Yeah, you do.
For 1.
For 1.
I have a nice hand.
Yeah, you have a great hand. I got an okay one. I got 15, 2, 4, 6, and a run of 3 is 9. So that'll keep me in the game at least. Yeah, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There we go.
Okay, I have 15, 2, 15, 4, 15, 6, and a double run for 8, which is 6 and 8 is 14.
14 points.
So it has to be 8 or 14.
8 or 14. And that's
1, 2,
all you're getting.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Some people... One at a time. I have to do the one at a time.
I do 5. Well, with the clear lines on it, I can do 5 at a time, no problem.
Most people do.
Well, yeah. Not you, though.
Not me. I kind of like the counting out of the holes.
Yeah, it just wastes time for people like me who have precious time to consider.
Right. Where do you have to be?
You know...
I know exactly.
I had to show up here.
Okay, 15-2. This looks like it should be better. 15-2. I'll say it again. 15-2.
Dude, that's it.
Wait,
that's 2 points.
2 points in the crib. Crappy crib. Mm-hmm. Crappy crib. Crappy crib.
Well, thank you so much. We're getting to the end of the game.
Yeah.
And we still got to talk Super Bowl.
Super Bowl is tomorrow.
We got to talk Super Bowl. So we're going to tell our predictions tonight.
About the Super Bowl.
About the Super Bowl that's happening tomorrow.
But you probably won't hear.
You probably won't hear this podcast until after the fact. So we're going to try to make it interesting.
And yeah, so well, great. We're gonna refresh our drinks, and we'll be back momentarily
after a word from our sponsors.
Yes, I don't even. Let's see how to stop this. Hello and welcome back
to the show after the word from our sponsors, which was real.
If we had one.
If we had one, it would have been very real.
Okay, so.
I have found Mendocino cherry, yes, so my did. Manhattan is a little bit more tasty.
And so we refilled our drinks and ate a little hop wong.
A little hop wong, delicious hop wong.
Which I also like to call hop on pop wong.
Hop on pop wong. Hop on pop
was
wong.
Was hop on pop, that wasn't a Dr. Seuss book, was it?
It was a Dr. Seuss book.
Was it hop on pop?
It was hop on pop.
And who would hop on?
His children would straight up jump on him.
But it was a dog. Was it a dog? Or was it the pop a dog?
No, the pop was the dad.
A person?
And fairly, well, a Seuss person. You know, okay. He's yellow and furry and weird looking and didn't have any fucking pants on.
Okay.
You know.
I just remember hop on pop.
It was a Seussman.
It was a Seussman.
Dr. Seuss is possibly a sponsor of our show.
Right. No, but hop on pop. What
hop
a
on
weird. Like, hop on pop wong.
Hop on pop wong.
Hop.
Hop on pop
wong. Hop wong.
Hop on pop wong.
They're getting a big plug this whole episode.
Huge. Huge.
Huge.
Huge plug.
Yeah. And get delivery. Because they'll say 45 minutes.
Nope.
But they'll come in 20.
I'll be damned if it's going to be 45 minutes. I'll go right to hell.
Right. If they don't come at least half. Well, I don't know how to
I
say this.
Whatever. It was insane how fucking quick they came.
It's like
saying.
We got off the phone and they were at the door.
It was insane.
But, oh, so AJ.
Yes. Yes,
you got really formal.
Yeah.
Are you going to deal those cards or are you just going to fondle them for a while? So while you're dealing, why don't you tell me about what's going on with you? You asked me about
me,
Mary Stewart.
Yeah.
What's happening?
You know, I did 9 shows last year, so I'm not
you
doing.
You did 9
I'm
shows?
Not, yes, I'm not doing anything officially right now.
Okay.
Unofficially, I've got a lot.
What?
I've got a lot of shit in the pipeline that I can't say.
Oh, if it, because you don't know.
I don't.
No, exactly. For sure. Right.
One thing I can say, a TV pilot I was a part of is going to have a Kickstarter campaign start on Tuesday, February 4th. It's a TV pilot with puppets. It's called Funporium. It takes the idea of 30 Rock running a show. Like a comedy variety show, only it takes it with a kids show that features puppets, and puppets and humans live in the same reality. And I am a human who is.
In You're this, not a puppet.
No, I'm not a puppet. So that's very cool.
Who
and
who else is
The puppeteers were Charles Hubble and Bonnie Allen.
Wow.
They were, yeah, which are...
Who was also up at Bemidji.
Yep, indeed, not Charlie, but
Bonnie.
Bonnie was. And they were puppeteers. The talent they brought in was Tara Strong. They brought in people from Los Angeles, one being Tara Strong, that is. Tara Strong is best known as one of the voices of the Powerpuff Girls and...
Powderpuff.
I think it's Powerpuff. I don't know.
I think it's Powder.
I think it's Power. I think it's Powerpuff. Powderpuff is the football game that the girls played in high school.
Right. But they don't still call that though.
And Pius the 12th.
No, Pi Hi XI.
Pi Hi XI. Anyway.
Pius the 11th.
That's where he went. So no, it's Powerpuff. And what was another one that she did? I can't think of the name of the She has a voiceover reel list a mile long. She's been on Family Guy. She does My Little Pony. They did it here in Minneapolis. Another guy who was in it, Rizwan Manji. He was very recently in a a great Geico commercial where it's the people bidding on something in the grocery line. And he was also in Wolf on Wall Street, of Wall Street very recently. Right. And great people involved with the project. Another gentleman, Michael Patrick, something, can't think of his last name. I will mention it once I look it up again. But they brought in some wonderful talent from Los Angeles and
it was locally produced.
It was locally produced by, the writer of the show has written shows for, NCIS. And the like, and has been doing freelance screenwriting for years and years and years, and this is kind of her baby, and it's fun for him, and that's what we're going on. So hopefully that
is there a chance for us to ever see it?
We'll see. There's gonna
are they gonna with do it on
on
the web
with the we'll see. It's a pilot, so you never know. They're shopping it around. If someone buys it, and that's all I know. I was an actor in it. I don't know. But I do know that this social media push is coming up, and there will be a music video that goes along with the song that the puppets and the humans sing.
You sing in this?
No, I don't. I don't say a word in this show.
Oh, okay.
I don't. I look at the camera and then slink out of the camera's view. Like,
so you're creepy?
I'm kind of creepy in the background, and I have a relationship with a female puppet.
Okay.
And I don't want to say too much.
Is Bonnie Allen?
She was the puppeteer
of the female puppet.
So that's kind of the big
thing.
You're
still fondling those cards.
I know. Well, you know what? I'm just saying this is what's going on. And and on Tuesday night, February 4th, also the same day as Kickstarter campaign, I will be performing at the Chatterbox Pub in Midtown Minneapolis. I have a 3-song set. I hope I get to play 3 songs that I'm going to play with my friend Ross Weinstein. And they're kind of comedic songs. And I hope people are able to come. The open mic starts at 9. And
on the 4th? What is that?
The 4th is Tuesday night.
Tuesday?
Okay. So that's what I'm going to be doing. And I've always been a fan of Tenacious D, Flight of the Conchords, and I'm at the point where I'd like to try something like that myself. So hopefully it's funny. I can't guarantee it, but I'm going to give it a shot. So.
Can't give me a guarantee?
No, I can't give you a guarantee, and I won't give you a guarantee. I can't, and I won't.
Guarantee?
So that's what's going on with me. That's about it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So, but until then, I'm staying off stage because I did 9 shows last year, and I
can't believe you did. How is that even possible?
Some were
overlapping, like
some were overlapping rehearsals, which is totally doable, particularly towards the end of the year. And then there were a couple in the beginning of the year that were frankly just play festivals that didn't require a whole lot of rehearsals. So,
but no, Bonnie Allen. Oh my gosh. Hi, Bonnie. You have to come on our show, too.
Yeah, we'll have Bonnie on. She's one of my new favorite people in the last year. I worked with her back when I was really green. It was 2009. I worked with her on Tony and Tina's wedding.
You were in Tony and Tina's
wedding? For 2 shows when they just had so many people that they needed someone else to pass out snacks and stuff. Like, I didn't do anything. But Bonnie was there, and she was very kind to me. And I was very glad to get to know her a lot better over this last year.
Yeah, and she was up in Bemidji, too.
She was the music director, and she also was in a show later in the year.
Yeah.
And I believe she's going up there this year, too, but we'll ask her when she comes on the show. She's a wonderful, wonderful person, very talented. And I also want to say Charlie Hubble, who I also hope is on the show at some point. Charlie Hubble will be on here because he's a very talented individual and a local guy himself, and that's what I got to say about that. Awesome. We got cards in the crib. We got a cut card. It's a 10.
7.
And Leaf starts with a 7. 17. That's 17. Queen.
23.
28. Go. I get 1 point here. Not skunked anymore. I just got past that. Put me 1 point past the skunk line.
10.
10. 20.
25.
25. Go. I got the last card here. Leafs in the lead here. And Leafs counting first.
Yeah. 15. 2. 15. 4. A run. Wait. 15. 2. 15. 4. A run is 7. And a pair is 9.
9 points. I got 15, 2, 4, 6, and that's about it. Leaf is doing a very good job here. I'm going to need, not a miracle, but something close to it. I need a couple big hands to come through here, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen quite yet. I got 2 points with a pair of sevens in the crib, and that's about
okay.
it.
Okay, so, Super Bowl.
Super Bowl! Hey, it's football!
Yeah! See, I do like football.
I never did. Here's my anecdote.
Oh, you haven't. This is okay. I've been waiting for this all night.
And we'll come to our picks and we'll talk a little bit, but I want to say this first. And I know I just talked a lot, but I want to say this first. I never cared about football growing up, ever, ever. I grew up in Minnesota my whole life, and all I cared about was the North Stars. They moved away.
Right.
And then the Gophers, the Gopher hockey teams. All
so
I cared
about.
And the Twins. And the Twins.
And
the
baseball.
Never cared about football. When I tried to care about the Vikings, Gary Anderson missed a fucking field goal. And in 1999, and Brett Favre almost died on the field back in 2010, some 2010.
That's when they were at the Bank Stadium, right?
When he nearly just died in the playoffs, getting hit by football men. Which is very sad. So I never cared. But however, I have been in the last 2 years, and I've been to Seattle in twice in as many years. Not for long at a time, but I really, really like the city. I love the city.
Yeah.
So when I was watching the AFC and NFC championships, the city of Seattle
sponsors our podcast.
So I haven't watched football all year, but I wanted to give it a shot with the AFC and NFC championship game. Honestly, just to see if I could give a shit. And that's dead serious. I did that. And then I had a passing interest in Seattle winning. Because I like Seattle so much. And my God, when I was watching Seattle-San Francisco game, I was riveted. I was cheering for Seattle the whole time. Really? I wanted Seattle to win so bad. When they went down to the 49ers, I was like feeling like, oh man, how are they going to come back from this? I don't know this team at all. I don't know what they're capable of. But I cheered for them and rooted for them, and sure enough, they won. And yeah, it's a very convenient time to hop on the bandwagon, but I now finally, for once in my life, 28 years later, after I'm born, I actually have a football team I like, and that's the Seattle Seahawks. I am officially a Seattle Seahawks fan.
That's your announcement.
That is my big announcement. That's my anecdote, and that's my big announcement.
That's a big announcement.
And I'm saying it right here.
Are you going to get a jersey?
One day. I can't afford it right now.
So I imagine I know who your pick is.
I'm going... I mean, it's Peyton Manning for Denver.
I know, yeah. And because I'm a Packer fan.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin guy, you know, Packers. You have to be.
How can you not be?
How can you not be?
Bingo.
But, you know, when they're not in the playoffs or the Super Bowl, it's like, I don't know who I'm going to root for. But you have to root for someone. Or it's not worth watching it.
Yep.
So, I do like Peyton.
Yeah. How can you not? He's a great guy. Well-spoken.
Yeah, and he's been doing this forever.
He's possibly the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah.
And we're watching it. We're watching it happen.
So I think I'm going to go, I'm sorry, for Denver.
Hey, that's fine. You know, I don't care who wins because both of these states that these teams are in...
you don't live
both,
in.
I don't live in them.
But it would be...
But they've both legalized marijuana. Colorado and Washington.
That is funny.
So everybody wins.
Everybody wins. But the Seahawks, and I don't know if this is correct, but I think the Seahawks have never...
Hawks of the Sea.
Have never won a Super
They've
Bowl.
They've never won a Super Bowl. That is correct.
Have they ever been to... I don't even know if they've been to a...
Yeah, they were in the mid-90s. I think they played...
But Denver,
I want to say they played...
Denver has won.
They won twice. I think 97-98 with John Elway in the last 2 years of his career. They won 2 years in a row. Terrell Davis was the running back. I don't know why I fucking remember that.
Oh, my God. I'm terrible at games.
I'm terrible at games. Is your crib?
It's my crib.
Son
I dealt this.
Bitch.
I dealt this.
Anyway, so your pick is the
Denver
Broncos.
Seattle, you know, because they've never won, I kind of like. But I don't even know who's considered the underdog. I think they're pretty well matched.
They are, I believe, well matched. Seattle's got the best defense in the league, and Denver's got the best offense in the league. So you don't know what's going to happen. You don't. I mean, and the Seattle's got a very mobile quarterback from what I saw in one game of football I've watched all year. He runs all over that goddamn field,
but that's the thing that quarterbacks are doing
great,
now.
And they got a great... Russell Wilson, by the way, was a Badger. I'm a Wisconsin Badger myself.
You
Russell
are?
Wilson, the
quarterback. You went to UW... Madison?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Did I know this?
I
must have.
You must have. Maybe. I
went to summer school there.
Oh, well, that's really cool.
I did. I lived above the Walgreens on State Street.
Oh, yeah, we did talk.
We did
talk
about
that.
We talked about this.
We talked about that. Well, it looks like Leaf's getting up.
No, what am I doing? No, go.
Oh, I'm up, I guess. Yeah, you're right. Sorry. Seven.
Seven. 16,
26, that was dumb.
26, 30,
go,
I got a point.
He's getting closer. 10,
19,
24,
26, all right. 4 points.
Ace.
Oh, and it's my crib, I'm totally
Yeah, it's your crib, game. You're gonna win this. 15, 2, 4, pair of 6, I got 6 points. 5, 6.
And that's the thing with cribbage, it's like, it really does depend if, like, at the end of the game, who is dealing around.
It's just like in football, like we were just talking about. Who has the ball at the end of the game?
Right.
It's the truth.
Or, because they control...
You know, the running back for the Broncos, Monty Ball, another Badger.
Really?
They get, apparently, this conglomeration of teams in the meeting of the most Super Bowl... So super.
Has the most
amount of Badgers ever in any
Super Bowl
ever. So fucking go you Wisconsin. Rah Wisconsin.
Did you used to go to the games? I never
Hell
went
yeah,
to the
I
games.
Went to the games. I went to the football
that's
games.
That's like a famous stadium. What's this stadium?
Camp Randall.
Camp Randall. Yep. Why is it? Sounds like it should be a.
I thought Camp Randall was a bullshit name when I first started. But I thought what is?
It sounds
this?
Like a
we
base,
gotta go
a
to,
military
yeah,
base.
We got to go to it, and to some extent, I think it might be. I don't know. I'm not a huge Wisconsin sports fan.
How can it... It's a military base
I don't
that
know.
Has
Dude,
a
I don't know. It's a camp. It's a camp, all right? There's tents there. There's tents. And there's a fishing pier. And they've got outhouses. And it's a wonderful place.
15-2, 15-4, and a pair of 6.
Yeah, it's 6 points. Okay. Jesus, he's getting there.
3 more. I just need 3 points in the crib.
And then, yeah, hopefully he gets it. And then it's over.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
15-2 and a pair is 4.
Yep. Leif Jurgensen just won the game of cribbage. And
but you went skunked.
I wasn't skunked, but he beat me handily in spite of that. And that means that it's the time for the final portion
right.
in our show.
So this is another thing we're thinking. Because obviously this is the pilot episode, so we're trying out a few things. So we're thinking when the game ends, the podcast ends. So
and we started halfway through. I mean, we're at 48 minutes right now. You know,
it's kind of long.
It's kind of long. Hopefully you're listening this long.
Or, you know, or pausing and listening the next day.
Or whatever.
So we're going to do this thing. What is it called?
It's called, because if it's three-person cribbage, you get dealt 5... hands, and then there's one of the five cards, and then one is in the crib. So it's gonna be five questions and one in the crib. because you got to throw a community card into the crib when it's three pieces. So.
This is what we're thinking for the 5 questions and one in the crib. So we're gonna ask each other these questions and answer honestly. So I'll go first. What's the first thing you usually do when you get up in the morning? And don't be too disgusting.
I won't be disgusting, but I will tell you that I do generally when I wake up, which is around 7:38 in the morning, I go right to the bathroom and I make use of the toilet in a seated fashion. So use your imagination.
Yeah, or not.
And also there's... or not.
What I usually do... Usually make a pot of coffee and then I'll check my phone.
There you go.
Usually those are like the first things I do.
Well, this is the thing. That's when you start your day off. If I start my day off, I have hot water with lemon in it.
That's your
first. I'm off coffee. Hot water with lemon. That does it fine for me.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I also usually smoke.
Yeah.
A cigarette.
Sure. Sure.
Which I need to think about. Okay, what's your question, AJ?
The question I was going to ask, where, if you could live anywhere in the world, money was an issue, where would you live?
All right, anyone who knows me right now knows that I am somewhat obsessed with Germany and Berlin. So if I won the lottery tomorrow, I would definitely buy a place and spend half my time in Berlin.
Half your time?
At least.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And why is that?
It's great. It's like a big city. It has a lot of art and culture, and but it's in it. It's cheap. It's not like it's like, and the people are really nice. And also, I like the idea of living somewhere. I mean, everyone in Berlin can speak English, but I love living somewhere that they speak a different language that I don't.
Yep.
That's not my first language.
Yep. I hear you. And so, they got a good theater scene, and
yeah,
and
really, yeah. So
very cool.
And you? Where would you like to
live? Honestly, Seattle. And I'm dead serious about that. What my goal is in my life to hopefully be successful enough so that I can have a flop pad in Seattle, so that I can visit there at any point when I want to. But if I had to choose a place to live and I didn't have to worry about money, I would hands down right now choose Seattle. Right. It would probably come to a point of contention with my girlfriend, who would want to live in a place like the German Alps or the French Alps or something like that, which I'd be fine with. But me personally, Seattle's a place for me.
Right. Now, did you take that Facebook quiz where there was some Facebook
London.
Quiz?
London. I got London.
You got London? I got London. Barcelona.
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 Barcelona. And it said because I...
Barcelona.
Because I like to party.
I like to party.
But I also like kind of just to like chill out.
Yeah, I'm so like, you don't work. You don't work a lick. You
so I like the word. Like they're like Barcelona is a place for you.
Yeah, there you go, Barcelona, Spain.
Starts with a B.
Okay,
like it's Berlin.
Like Leif Bergensen.
Okay, what's your go-to restaurant? Like, what's like, what does that mean? And this is could possibly be a sponsorship. Like,
it will definitely be a sponsorship.
Like, yeah, like, what's one of your favorite restaurants to go to?
I've always been partial. Because this place has seen me through a lot of times, both good and bad. And every time I go in there, I'm a happier person. Liquor Lyle's.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Because they got cheap drinks. They always, no matter what time of day, it seems they have two for ones. So if you need to drown some sorrows.
Go to Liquor Lyle's.
Go to Liquor Lyle's and mention my name, AJ Sass, and get no discounts.
I haven't been there in ages.
I love it. They don't have it anymore. They used to have a blue plate special where it's like $5.95. You get a good plate of food. I went there back in the day. Back in the day, like 2010. I'd go 2009, 2009, and 2010. I would go there and get the blue plate specials and meatloaf and stuff like that. Fish fry, you know, stuff like that. They don't do that anymore, but they still got great, cheap dive bar food at dive bar prices in a place, an atmosphere that you think it might be a dive bar, but everybody there is friendly. It's a wonderful place. That's me. How about you? What's your go-to restaurant?
My favorite place to go, and I'll go there by myself, you know, and stuff, is the
Nerd,
totally. It's the Craftsman.
The Craftsman.
And it's right
down
here.
Where's that located?
It's right down here on Lake Street, like in 42nd Avenue or something.
I should mention Liquor Lyle's, if you don't know, is on, 22nd
and
Hennepin?
Yeah.
Something like Franklin and Hennepin, something like that. Yeah. Anyway, go on.
Craftsman. But I love that. They actually make, I think, the best Manhattan in town.
Cool.
And they have great...
And it's on what?
Lake and like 43rd.
Okay, so getting towards the river.
Yeah, and it's a small restaurant, great wait staff, and my favorite go-to is their turkey burger. I love their turkey burger.
Right on.
It's a little pricey, but it's not that pricey. I mean, but because I usually end up having multiple Manhattans.
That's where the pricey comes
from. Right, yeah. So
food is ancillary to the booze.
Okay, we have 5 minutes. We want to get this under an hour. So what's the next question?
What do you want your last words to be? Real quick.
Real quick. The first thing that comes to my mind is I'll have another.
Okay.
Can you?
I'll have another. Mine? I'll look down at the ground and say, what's this X doing here?
Kind of like a roadrunner
thing. Yeah, like a Wile E. Coyote thing. Going on. And then another, and then how and when in very short time, how and when will the world end?
Jeez. It won't end. That's not an answer. I think it'll be like a big asteroid meteor just plowing into the Earth.
Okay.
And it'll be in after I'm dead.
Okay.
So.
Well, you hope so. Anyway. Right. mine is, I think the big super volcano beneath Yellowstone is about to burst, and I think the entire western part of the United States is going to fall, and it's going to be uninhabitable, and it's going to put such a plume of smoke into the air that it's going to turn into a fucking wind, like an ice age type thing, and kill off a lot of people. And I am
that's
not...
That's what they think, how the dinosaurs died, right?
Possibly. That's one of the possibilities. Yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's what happened, possibly in my lifetime. Right. It wouldn't surprise me.
I saw something on, there's this show on PBS called Secrets of the Dead.
Secrets of the Dead.
Have you ever seen it?
Secrets of the Dead.
And it goes, rah, 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 and it's had, like, has maggots and stuff in the...
Holy shit.
And they do these, like, things like the Golden Pharaoh or the Dark Ages. And I don't know. That sounds really
sure.
dumb. Super Japan sub that, you know... That they found, like, if the Japanese would have built this thing, we would be speaking Japanese.
We wouldn't have, Fukushima wouldn't have blown up. Fukushima. Yeah.
Hopwon. Okay, 3 minutes.
Hop on, pop one.
I was supposed to come up with a final
question.
Yeah,
final question. Here's the one in the crib. And it's on me.
Oh, jeez. Do you think, going back to our fortunes...
Uh-huh.
My luck has changed.
Your luck definitely changed. Your luck has definitely changed. Because this podcast didn't have sponsors before we started. And now we're going to have several sponsors.
We could definitely get one of these... Restaurants or
no, we states will most definitely get all of them. States, cities, countries, restaurants. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was our first episode of Cocktails and Cribbage with Leif and AJ, Leif Jurgensen, a friend of mine, and myself, AJ Sass. That's what we do apparently now.
And it was fun. I hope you had fun. And next week, hopefully, we'll have maybe someone from Mary Stuart. I mean, my schedule is kind of crazy. Coming up, but maybe we'll have someone from the show Mary Stuart with us to play a little cribbage and talk.
And if not, we'll see, but we'll try to book some guests so that we'll let you know who is coming up next, and hopefully we'll get there. And that's all I've got to say. Thank you so much for listening.
Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks, AJ.
Yeah, you got it, man.